Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
I have no idea. It's just a tough one from the end of the first quarter through the rest of the game. Thought we came out with pretty good life and energy. Big part of our season has been when we can't score, we lose spirit, we lose life, we lose competitiveness. You can get away with it against some teams, against the defending champs. It's not a good formula for success.
No, it's not, Steph. No, it's not. As we say, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby, thank you to everybody watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer. Shout out to the text line as well. We appreciate everybody listening to our car radios. As we say, good morning to everybody out there. Get off the graveyard shift, all the muty drivers, all the truck drivers, all the big rig drivers, all the janitors, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, you name it. Good morning to everybody out there, including the overnight dancers. Probably had a dismal day on the holiday yesterday as we honored Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but the Warriors get rolled at home by 40, their worst home loss since 1985 when they lost to the Mavericks 149-104. Lost that one by 45 at the old Oakland Alameda County Coliseum before it turned into Oracle Arena. But you know what? We're going to play the Kenny Smith sound. We'll play the Charles Barkley sound because I just want to know today from Dumb Nation, what lane do you want to go in? What do you do now? Because obviously, even with the injuries to Draymond Green and Jonathan Kuminga, I think we've seen enough through the first 42 games that they're not in that contender status right now. They're just not. Can they be in the top six? Can they be in a play-in? I have no idea. Right now, they're banged up. They're beat up. 24 different lineup combinations. You name it. They're slow. They're small. They're the second oldest team in the league, which is a recipe for disaster in the NBA. What do you do now, Warrior fans? What do you do?
Obviously, you're optimistic. I'm talking about like from a player perspective, right? You're optimistic heading into the season, right? Like you're always optimistic at the beginning of a year. What do you think Steph thought before this year? Did he really think that they were going to be in the championship like contention window?
Steph was very measured this offseason, I think.
Okay.
I think he was very measured. I don't think he thought that there were championship contenders. He wanted to see how it played out. And he said what he said before the season. What did he say? As long as we're relevant. Let's see if we're relevant.
Are they relevant?
Right now, they are becoming irrelevant quicker than you know it.
So 4 or 5 games ahead of what? Like, let's say they were 4 games better in the record standings.
Depends how it looks, right? Depends how it looks. Form matters. And right now, the form's not good.
I mean,
since they started 12-3.
Yeah, we recalibrated, right. But don't you have to like recalibrate back?
Absolutely. And right now, since that 12-3 start, what are they? They've got 18 losses. They've got 9 wins. They're 9-18.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to speak for Steph. I don't know what Steph thought.
No, I'm just asking what you think he might have thought.
No, I think he might have thought that, hey, let's see how this plays out. We've got a lot of unknowns right now. And you know, he's never played with Buddy. He's never played, you know, this many minutes with Kuminga.
Yeah, but he knows what a championship team looks like.
He probably knew that. Yeah, they're not a championship team.
Yeah.
He probably knew that, but I'm not speaking for Steph though. So I don't know what he thought.
I'm going to they can't be that surprised. Right now, it maybe looks worse than they thought, or maybe it feels worse than they thought, because losing is always more of a drag than you anticipate. Losing weighs on you.
You lose by 40, I think you're surprised. You lose by 40 in the NBA basketball game.
Yeah, but no Kuminga, no Draymond. Yesterday. No Kuminga, no Draymond. And who thought that they were on the level of the Celtics?
But still, you lost by 40 at home. 40? They were down 45, Shasky. I didn't even know if they were going to score 80 points yesterday.
I don't think they're a playoff team, so I'm not surprised.
But by 40?
I mean,
by 40?
The Celtics lost.
They dismantled them. Dismantled them.
I mean, the Celtics lost to them when they didn't have Jaylen Brown. And so this is like a marquee game for them because it's on national television. They got their full strength.
Well, it's the first of four in a West Coast swing for them, and they want to get their season right.
It was one of those games like, all right, let's handle business and put them away early. I also think it's just an indicative of how low the Dubs are right now. I don't think they're that bad. Like as what the score indicates, but they're not good. And I just keep coming back to was I just crazy for thinking that they'd be a little bit better than what they are? I had no grandiose opinions that they'd be some top four team in the West.
The vibes are definitely different after the 12-3 start. I will say, man, wow, what a difference a couple months makes. What a difference a couple months make.
But we have to accept where they're at.
No, I've accepted it. I'm fine with it. But has everybody accepted it?
No.
I don't think they have.
I'm, again,
as I mentioned in the first block here on the show, in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm a forward thinker. I can't look in the past. I can't look at what's been transpired with the draft picks. I understand some draft picks have killed them. Some free agent acquisitions have killed them. Some discipline has killed them. Lack of discipline, I guess you could say, has killed them. Whatever has happened, they're at this point right now, 21-21. They're a 500 team, and they've been 500 at home now for a season and a half. Last year, they're 21-20 at home. This year, they're 11-11 at home. So they're not good anywhere. They're not, I guess, consistent anywhere. They're mid, as Steph Curry said a couple weeks ago. But what do you do now? February 6th is his deadline. I don't know if you're getting a star. I don't think there's a star available. We can wish upon a star all we want to, but they don't just drop on trees. They don't fall off of trees, I should say. So what lane do you want to go through now?
What do you want them to do? Because I've been pretty clear that I think their quickest path to being a good team again is through the draft and developing, even though that's the one that most people aren't going to agree with.
No, my thought process is I don't think there's anybody available around the margins to help this team get into the top six. That's just my opinion. So I'm okay personally with waiting until the summer, because I think more teams would be available to do trades with. Let's see what the books look like. Luxury tax, salary cap, who's in the tax, who's in the first apron, who's in the second apron, who wants to leave, guys on expiry contracts, what's going on in the league. I was cool off not trading. Like, I didn't want to trade for Paul George. I didn't want to trade for Lowry Markkanen. And I'm kind of okay with waiting until the summer to see, okay, what do we have? While waiting until the summer, you're going to get an opportunity to see Moody, Kuminga, Lively, slow-mo, whatever it is. Whatever you want to see from these youngsters, Pods when he comes back. And then you can maybe reassess and say, okay, these guys are on the block. You got to see what's up with Draymond Green. He'll have a year left plus a player option left on his deal. So maybe there's more options there if you want to go that route. Andrew Wiggins, maybe you want to go that route. But I'm okay with waiting until the summer to make a big splashy move. I don't think there's anything out there that can help this team get better if they're going to have injuries galore like they have right now.
So forget splashy. Let's say Buddy, Kyle Anderson, Dennis Schroeder, those types of players, those third, fourth tier types of players, would you sell those guys off to get whatever you could?
Dennis Schroeder?
If there was someone that wanted those guys that was playoff caliber.
Sure.
See, because part of the Moody's would require you to get rid of the GP2 types.
No doubt.
And the Buddy Hield types. And I'm here for that.
I'm here for that.
But also with that, you're probably going to lose more.
Well, Buddy Hield's not helping winning.
That I agree with.
Buddy Hield, I mean, come on. Buddy Hield, we got gas up off Buddy Hield. And look, I always subscribe to, why has this guy been on 5 teams? Why has this other guy been on 8 teams? They're not bad players. I don't think they suck. But it's a reason why they've been around the league. It's the reason why Buddy Hield, after averaging over 15 points a game with the Pacers, got flipped midseason to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Buddy Hield was actually having a good run in Indiana, and they still flipped him. Why? Because they see what's happening right now. He goes through streaks. He goes through slumps. Wait till we talk to our Sacramento brothers tomorrow. They know all about Buddy Hield. Casey always tells me, bud, I try to tell you about Buddy Hield. I was like, you didn't have to tell me. Like, I was shocked when he got out to that hot start.
Okay, but that was 15 games. We've played 30 since then, and right?
Exactly.
So he's been garbage.
He's not helping winning, but yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But also, like, on the list of issues with the team, Buddy
I'm
going
to say he's missing shots. I don't want to say garbage. It's a little harsh, but go ahead.
No, he's been pretty garbage. It's okay. Like, it's just a word.
You can say that. Not me.
He's been bad. He's been, like, it's okay. He's been bad. I think he would admit it. Like,
I've been on that train for a long time highlighting his numbers, man.
But also, like, on the list of issues with the team, Buddy's lower. I mean, yes, he's impacting their winning. And that, I think, is a more sad indictment of the team that they rolled into this
dribble
season.
Dribble drive penetration.
Because he's that important.
Dribble drive penetration defensively, I just don't think it's been good. And Schroeder's having a tough time adjusting to this system. So, yes. Trading them when Schroeder's going to be a free agent and Buddy Hield? Yeah, sure. What are you going to net, though? What are you going to really net? What are you going to get? Now, I want to know from Dub Nation, 888-957-9570. We'll play Barkley from yesterday and Kenny Smith from TNT at halftime.
Before you play that, what are you going to get? Like, at minimum, maybe a little bit of cap wiggle room and relief, because you do have to sign Jonathan Kuminga to some sort of an extension. Maybe you get expiring contracts in return. Like, there is some financial gain
to
selling off those guys. Like, if you could create $20 to $32 million worth of space, like, that's, there's something to be said there.
I think people, though, they're looking at the Warriors situation, and if you make that trade, I think fans are going to expect, okay, you didn't get anything for these guys.
Crazy. Do people really think that
they're
going to
go crazy?
And Buddy
Kyle
Anderson are getting you something of significance?
You hear the calls that we take? Last week, you got on me for this. Who was it that called us and said, trade Draymond to OKC for Chet Holmgren?
I said that OKC
for picks.
Is the team
You didn't say that. No. I'm saying the caller called it and said, trade Draymond for Chet Holmgren
and
picks. And I said, are you smoking crack? So, yes, there are some people who think you could get something from Dennis Schroeder and Buddy Hield. Like, people think you could get Chet Holmgren for Draymond Green, for crying out loud.
One person, and they're delusional.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people out there who don't always have their thinking caps on. So, that's all I'm saying. I wouldn't expect anything great. Expect the bare minimum. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
What we're doing here is that people are having a hard time coming to grips with reality.
It is.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think that the coach has had a tough time coming to grips with that, which is understandable. I think he knows deep down inside. I think the star player knows deep down inside. And I think he's having a tough time because it's playing out on the grandiose stages. And he's got specific standards that he wants. But also, like, he's no fool, you know?
No, they're not.
He knows that, like, any of these trades for, let's say hypothetically, Jimmy Butler. Jimmy's a headache to play with. He's a good player, but he also wants $55 million next year.
Right, he's got a player option for 52. Player option for 52. So I want to know, 888-957-9570, or I'll play the sound. We'll get to the calls in just a second. Do you agree with Kenny, or do you agree with Barkley on the Warriors situation? Here's what Barkley had to say about the Warriors situation.
It doesn't matter what they do unless they go out and get a superstar and try to rebuild. That's their only chance because Steph is old. I think they should try it because who's the only team we sure of in the West? If they made a big trade is what I said. Getting younger ain't going to make them better.
I'm gonna dismantle to get young.
So do you agree with Barkley there or do you agree with Kenny Smith here?
I want to talk about the rebuild.
Which rebuild?
With Golden State. And they're in a similar situation as what the Lakers are in, but much different in the same results. When you're rebuilding around LeBron James, and you say, hey, he's later in his years, he's maybe not the same player, but he's still a great player, or one of the top players in the league. LeBron James plays with the ball in his hand, so you have to build the team that actually fits in. So you're going to bring in older players. I think with Steph Curry, he actually plays without the ball a lot and he's running off picks. So now you can bring in and say, we're going to do a young rebuild with young energy to get him shots easier because he's catching shooting more instead of beating people off the dribble. So the rebuild is different. They should go young through the draft, through trade, keep guys like Kuminga. Not think about trading. Guys like Kuminga and his age, that group is where they need to be. Where the Lakers they need to get older players at times to go with LeBron because LeBron handles the ball.
So if you're going to go, I agree with him. And if you're going to go with Kuminga, you know at the end of this year that you're going to have to pony up a significant chunk of money. And because of that, your options on the, whether it's the trade market, the free agent market, are going to be kind of slim because of where you're going to be when it comes to the luxury tax and the aprons and all that stuff. And so I would probably hollow out some of the redundant parts, the specialists, as I call them, right? Like GP2 is a specialist. Buddy Hield's a specialist, even though they're not very special at what they do currently. But I would hollow out some of that money because every $8, $9, $10 million that you can, you know, get rid of and have expire or whatever, flexibility is an asset. Yeah. Being able to absorb a contract is an asset. And they haven't had that asset for a long time.
Dodgers have reached an agreement with Kirby Yates, a free agent closer, pending a physical.
He was a Padre. Yeah. He was a Texas Ranger. I believe.
They pair him with Tanner Scott. Dodgers just loading up, baby. That's what they're doing.
He might have had 46 with the Padres.
The Warriors' total salary right now is $176 million, which is $36 million over the cap. So it's about 5.9 in luxury tax space they're paying, which is far cry from what they used to do. They're $330,000 under the first tax apron space, and they're $11 million under the second tax apron space. So they've got some tax payments here that they got to figure out here. So you may be onto that. Maybe slashing the payroll is a better answer here. Let's get to
It frees up opportunities for others.
For like, others as well.
Quite frankly, like if they're gonna stink. I'm not here to say that Quentin Post is anything special, but
I want to see it. I'll see it.
Carve out some time for him.
I'll see it.
If you're going to move Moody in the offseason, hey, let's just give him a 2-month runway.
What you can't do is overreact to what the fans are saying, and you can't make a move because Twitter's telling you to make a move. You can't do that. You got to be, and I think Mike Dunleavy here, and getting that vote of confidence from Stephen Curry, from Mike Dunleavy, I think they'll wonder, saying, hey, I know Mike's using a phone. I know he's calling people. I know he's trying to get better. And that's why when Steph said last week, like, yo, put the Twitter fingers down and just shut up and let us do this. We've been here before. Let them do their work. And it may look a little uglier before it looks pretty. But who's going to stick around here? Adversity's hitting a lot of people. A lot of people are freaking out over the wrong things. Again, they're the second oldest team. And they had 24 different starting lineup combinations. How good did you expect them to be? So do you agree with Kenny? Do you go young? Or do you agree with Barkley to go for it and try to get a star? Shasky agrees with Kenny.
I agree
with Kenny. BPA, who do you agree with? And then we'll get to Samita and Los Gatos and the rest of you. 888-957-9570. BPA, what's up?
Hi. I believe in attempting to help Steph Curry, which they've said for 2.5 years now, that they're trying to maximize the Steph window, and yet they've done absolutely nothing to do any of that.
You don't think they've done nothing to do that?
They've done absolutely nothing. Yeah, like I don't, like I said, just like with Farhan, I don't give credit for trying, right? I don't do the, you know, Kevin James shrug, trades are hard, right? You don't get brownie points for attempting to do something. And so, yeah, to me, like, yeah, Dunleavy was a terrible Warriors a player, and he's looking like he's equally bad as an executive. I don't believe. I mean, to me, Lakeup and Dunleavy are becoming Johnson and Farhan, right? Trades are hard. Shrug your shoulders. Pump out what you could do in 6 months, but don't do it in 6 months. They've been teasing this wait till the summer thing for 3 years.
Well, that I agree with. But who is the guy? I agree with you. And that's the frustrating thing. It's like they've been linked to a zillion guys, and they haven't pulled the trigger. Currently, who's the guy that has to leave his team for X, Y, and Z reasons that wants your crummy parts, though? That's the part I keep coming back to.
And another thing.
We talk about stars. Who? Jimmy Butler?
Real quick. BPA, how would they look with Paul George, honestly?
Better than they look now.
Please.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's in 11th place right now. How would they look with Lauri Markkanen?
I think they'd be better with
Lauri Markkanen. Yeah, I mean... And Embiid plays, what, once every 10 games or
I
whatever?
Believe Kuminga's a better player than Markkanen. I truly believe that.
Well, he is.
I believe he's a better player. But it would have cost you. No, I'm saying Kuminga. I believe Kuminga's a better player than Markkanen. And I believe that if you did go get Markkanen, you're going to have to give up a lot of assets for Markkanen plus draft capital. That's what people aren't figuring out here. Danny Ainge is a stickler. We all watched NBA basketball for a long time. Danny Ainge in Boston. What did he do? Hoard picks. They always been out on the move. And then, I want too much. The first thing when the lottery market is rumors started, what did I say? We're dealing with Danny Ainge here.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like, I think BPA represents a large segment of the fan base, and I'm not mad at him. People want to exhaust everything for down the line for now. Like, they want to basically cash out the 401ks left and right to buy the vehicle to drive around in today. But then, like, the Giants did that. The Giants did that forever. They have yet to recover.
Nope.
The Giants have yet to... Now, you can say exactly. Farhan's inept. Fine.
But they haven't recovered.
Their farm system has yet to recover from all of the moves they made to continue to grasp at straws to stay in the now. Exactly. And at some point, you got to pay the piper. And right now, the Giants have been paying the piper. I'm talking about the San Francisco Giants. And fans have rejected the product. Yep. So I think it's easy today to sit here and say, exhaust all the future, exhaust everything to just swing big. And then you get Evan Longoria.
Right.
Okay? And then what does that do for you?
It did nothing for you. It did nothing for you. And so right now, like, Paul George, I'm looking at him. Paul George is a fine player. He's a fine player. 17-6-5. I'm getting 17 for Wiggs. I'm getting good defense from Wiggins. I'm not getting the rebounds and assists, but I'm getting everything else. And you're going to max him out. He was, by the time his contract was going to be over, he was going to be 38 years old.
The cost of PG-13 would have been equivalent to Dre, Wiggins, and
Kuminga.
Another player.
It was going to be Wiggins, Kuminga.
No, I'm talking about financially.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But Kuminga and Wiggins were gone. They were gone. Let's go to Samita in Los Gatos. Samita, real quick. Samita, what's going on, Samita?
Hey, guys, it's over.
Thank you, Samita.
I agree with Kenny. I agree with Kenny, but I think what we all have to realize as Warriors fans is Steph is not winning another ring. It's not happening. We don't have the pieces. We have to do a complete rebuild, and Steph can't be the centerpiece of that rebuild because he's about to be 37. So you cannot, no matter how much you love this guy, it doesn't make logical sense to make your rebuild focused on, you know, let's prop up Steph for another 3 years. That's not going to win you any rings. We're not making the plan. I've said this before. We're not that team. We don't have any of the pieces. Who's going to, as Vontae, as you mentioned before, who's going to trade for these guys?
Right.
You know, nobody's trading for these guys. Who wants GP2? Right? Like, great, he's an emotional whatever, but what is he doing for us?
Exactly. You know,
the Warriors the Warriors acquired GP2 because they got picks, and they had to give up Wiseman. So your point is well taken.
Vontae, stop being a homer, bro. The Warriors are done. They're regressing right in front of our eyes. What have I been saying? Have I said they're championship contenders?
No.
I warned you guys when they were 12-3 to chill for a second. Chill off the power rankings. Chill off of Law Murray's power rankings.
Well, aren't you glad
chill
I did that? Because that was like the only fun we had all season.
No, but what I'm saying is, you can't call me a homer when you're calling me a hater a month ago. It doesn't work like that. Come on, 5-1-0, be better.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Come on.
The next time this team is good, I do think, like, Curry's your two. And a lot of people will
if he's your... Dude, it's
like, it's some horrible thing.
Duncan, was he the one by the time the Spurs won that last championship?
No.
Exactly. Was Shaq the one in Miami when they won that championship with D-Wade? No.
The guy they rolled into was the second most important guy, has ice on his knees for long stretches of every single game, and is always hurt in Draymond Green.
Stop.
Watch.
Man. Unbelievable. The calls are lined up. I can't wait to talk to Dub Nation. This is what I'm talking about coming up, brought to you by the Safeway.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time.
Kate, you gotta call Sixers games, Kate. All right. I love you, Kate Scott. She's fly, Eagles fly right now. By the way, knockout tournament at 95.7 The Game. Who can hit a shot? Right, I know the Warriors can't hit a shot. Maybe you can at Chase Center, because we're gonna qualify three people per day starting on January 27th for 3 whole weeks. Somebody's gotta throw the Grandy man. Bart Grandy's talking way too much smack. Way too much. But you got to be 18 to win and be a California resident. Listen in the 8 a.m. hour, 12 p.m. hour, 4 p.m. hour starting Monday, January 27th for your chance to win a slot in the knockout tournament, the second annual 95-70 game knockout tournament. There, the Guru Johnson, he got bounced quick. What did I say, Loveman, when I walked into Chase Center last year? Who's coming in second? What up, Grandpa Goon? You know, and I think 15 people got eliminated right then and there when I just said, who's coming in second?
I was walking with Larry Bird for a second.
Yeah, you were walking in with Larry Bird. Didn't I find a four hit? My endurance kicked in, and actually my lack of endurance kicked in.
So, you know,
on the court like I'm Kobe or LeBron. I do be feeling
I've
like
I've talked
Kobe
to you a lot about self-awareness and how I think it's the most underrated skill.
I don't have self-awareness.
Well, none
of
us do. We're all delusional.
I think I'm Kobe or LeBron or KD. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Sasky.
I've been working out for a long time, and I'm not anywhere near where I want to be, right? But there's a line that a lot of like the gym bros say. It's like, the mirror doesn't lie. It just doesn't. Mirror, mirror on the wall, right? Like, it doesn't lie. You know, it just, it tells you where you're at in your progression. And the reality is that I think a lot of Warrior fans have gone into the clown house and they're looking at all these mirrors that are shape-shifting you. And you know what you're watching. And what you're watching is the final embers of a great dynasty and one of the greatest runs we've ever seen. And the reality is the hardest part to come to grips with. And here's the reality. Samita said it, and I'm kind of alluding. It's over. It's okay.
Well, you know what Monty Poole told me a couple years ago? Because the dynasty was over the minute they lost to the Lakers, lost their first series in the Western Conference.
Maybe in retrospect.
Yeah, and we were in denial because that season was a wreck. That season was a wreck.
But, and I get it. Like, how many times have you seen two people fight for a marriage or fight for something, and then it ends up like, they should have just got divorced anyway? Yeah. And sometimes it works out.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you get lucky, you know, and you thread the needle. The Warriors have threaded the needle for longer than I ever thought they could, right? And I think, honest to gosh, the more and more I think about it, the best and worst thing that ever happened to this organization for the fans was landing Kevin Durant, because it was an unrealistic expectation that you could just get a plug and play and just get me Star X, bring him on in.
Without realizing what happened with the television contract, the fortunate situation to have with Stephen Curry to where he had to sign a low-end extension for 4 years of $44 million because you didn't know if his ankles were going to hold up. Everything lined up perfectly to sign Kevin Durant.
Can I ask you this? LeBron James is clearly a genetic freak.
Yep.
And he's awesome. Name a star that is available who's better than Anthony Davis right now.
And I don't even know if AD's available.
No, I'm saying. Name me one. Because Anthony Davis would be better than any star that you could acquire who was quote-unquote available, and look where the Lakers are at.
Look where the Lakers are at.
I mean, come on.
But even
teams.
When we're...
You got to rebuild the team.
Yeah, we were having a conversation about, you know, this past summer about LeBron James, and I said, if there's anybody on the Lakers that you trade for, it is Anthony Davis because of what you need. You need rim protection.
Exact size.
Rim protection, size, you got to get bigger, and you have to get more athletic, right? You have to get quicker. And that's why I heard seeing Jordan Poole. I'm keep bringing up Jordan Poole. I was like, dude, we had that guy. First step, nobody can stand in front of him with his first step. Nobody in the league. Now, he's got his game right. He's got his game tight. He's not slipping as much. He's got a shot. He's got his head on straight. He's back. He's back, folks. So that type of player is what you need. And we thought we were getting that with Schroeder. But Schroeder's a little older, and he plays a little different. And so when you don't have guys who have the ability to break down their man off the dribble, and you look at the OKCs, the Houstons, the Memphises, the Clippers right now with Kawhi and Harden, they're playing well. You know, they're a little older. The Celtics, who got guys who could just blow by their mans and dribble drive penetrate and kick it out to wide-open shots, wide-open shooters, I should say, you're going to be a lot better in today's NBA. It's a young man's game, as Steve Kerr said, and you don't have a lot of young – you have a lot of young players who are raw, but you got a lot of older players who are past their prime. So reality is – reality hurts. Reality hurts. So what do you do now? There's no reason to looking back. What do you do now?
What you do is you accept the reality and you say to yourself, all right, if we were, like, let's play these things out. If we were to look at our roster and we'd say, who is the most desirable player on this roster, not named Stephen Curry, that can net us back something, anything?
It's probably Wiggins and Kuminga.
Okay.
And I'm very hesitant. I do not want to trade Jonathan Kuminga. Hell, I don't even want to trade Andrew Wiggins.
But Kuminga is interesting. And, yeah, I think a lot of teams would like him. But anyone on the receiving end of Kuminga, this is the part people just do not understand. He's only making like $7-8 million bucks this year. So anybody who's on the receiving end needs to know, hey, we're going to give this guy $30-40 million. So as many people that might like Kuminga, how many like him at $30-40 million or have space to sign him at $30-40 million?
Now, granted, that money may not kick in until 2026.
Sure.
But
you have to bake it in.
You have to bake it in, no doubt about it, with the money. But he's a player that people will want. And people would – I saw Emmanuel quickly get $175 million, right?
You know what
there's going to do. Kuminga's going to get his bread.
I agree.
He's going to get his money. So that's Inchowski. Those are two guys you could probably trade, but I don't want to trade Kuminga.
No,
I really don't.
I think Wiggins is under a very team-friendly deal.
Yes,
under contract for just a couple of more years
with the player option.
So to me, like,
with the player option, don't forget about that.
No doubt, but like, is he netting you multiple unprotected top three picks? No. But that's how bad you are right now. I think you need to explore it.
But then again, I don't even know that. I don't even know if a team would give up. Maybe I don't know what it is, because you may get 2 seconds, you may get 2 firsts. I have no idea what a team would give up for any one of these players. I don't know what's going on in their war room, but I think we're both on the same page as how do you reinvent yourself? And I think now's the time during this stretch, and I think this is a season-defining stretch. We're 2 games into it, and you got 7 left, but it's 9-game stretch in which you play 8 of 9 at home, and the one road game you have is up in Sacramento tomorrow night, so you don't even have to get on a flight. And the last time you had a 9-game stretch, you were 3-6. And you had a lot of injuries. Now you're still injured. You just lost Draymond Green to start this stretch, for crying out loud. Jonathan Kuminga, I don't know when he's coming back. I don't know when Podziemski's coming back. He's got GP2 back. So what does it look like after these 9 games? And what is Dunleavy and company going to do here? Let's go to the lines. What do you want to do, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. Let's see here. Let's start off with Adrian and Pinole. Adrian, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Not too bad.
I'd like to know why the Warriors refuse to get a big man that can protect the rim and get rebounds. We lose so many games with extra rebounds, and we look sick out there because it's just, I mean, rebound after rebound after rebound on offensive end, and we're not making up. And then we let players go and watch them bloom somewhere else in the league, and we have no excuse for that.
Well, which big has blossomed? Which big has blossomed in the league that left the Warriors?
Jackson.
Who?
Jackson on Memphis. Jackson.
We didn't have Jaren.
We didn't have Jaren. Did Warriors never had Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Yes, we did.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Triple J. Are you high? He was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I know he was.
Jaren Jackson Jr. He must be talking about Chris Boucher. He's got to be talking about Chris Boucher.
Well, he was a three-point shooter.
Yeah, and he was in the G League.
Crack come into
Jaren Jackson Jr. Make sure he was drafted by Memphis.
I'm looking at it right here.
Right.
All right.
But did he mean Damian Jones?
He was the fourth overall pick in the 2018 draft. Yeah. By the
What is he talking about? What big have they let go that's been blocked? Like, all right, come on. I hear you, Adrian. You want to get a big man who can protect the rim? I'm with you there. But they never had these players.
They should have let go Nikola Jokic, man. They really should have let Jokic go. I can't believe they did that. I mean, just how could they do that?
I mean, Joel Embiid was just, they had him in their grasp.
Tyrone Hill and Mark Jackson, the other Mark Jackson, and Eric Dampier all at one time. So you never know.
Maybe let's talk about Damian Jones. I don't know. Let's go to KC in San Jose.
Damian Jones.
KC in San Jose. What's up? What's up, KC?
Hey, guys. So watching this team right now, I'll compare to this. When you order Chinese food and they give you extra regular rice, and my wife puts the rice and the chicken the next day and tell the kids it's paella. It's not paella.
Oh, my God.
This team.
That's pretty good, man. I kind of like you, KC.
No.
KC, I kind of like your style, man. That's pretty good. I'm about to use that one. Go ahead, KC. Look,
food guys, with Butcher guys, next year. I want your teas. Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
No,
say that again.
I do a stupid segment called Food with Butcher every Wednesday of Thanksgiving week every single year when, you know, Bonte takes the day off and me and Spadoni do for him. Keep going.
All right, I'll call back. But guys, it's Shasky, I'm with you. It's over, right? Like, I went to the game, Bonte, I couldn't connect with you. Your producer put me on a back-to-back day hold call, so a Wizards game, right?
Yeah,
you guys
Wizards
are talking
game.
About pool. Yeah, so we're talking about pool. I agree with you. That's exactly what we need. But you know, the sooner we start this,
exactly.
I mean, no, you guys have all said this over the years.
Right.
The sooner we start the rebuild, the better off we would be. I started watching the Warriors the year of Weber's rookie year, and after that, it was downhill. Like I changed as a human being. It took so long for us to get to the playoffs. So I get it. We're headed there. But the only positive I see is, and maybe there's hope here, I think it got to start with just trading Draymond Green. He cannot be part of this franchise.
I agree.
When Kerr's gone, when Dunleavy's gone, Game 7 on the LeBron block game, you look at his box score, that dude balled out.
Mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You see that box score, one of the best games I've ever seen. It doesn't get talked about because the Warriors lost. Love the guy on the court, but I'm telling you, man, he cannot be part of this franchise. That's my step one.
All right.
Then you start the rest because you guys agree. I agree with you. You can't trade these guys and get anything, man.
We got to be real. We can't say they stink on one end and then, let's go get Trey for a star.
Trades are hard.
But you want to go trade for a star, but you're bashing the players of your own team, calling them soft and garbage or whatnot. Like, it doesn't work like that.
Who's the mediocre big who always has a good game against the Warriors from the Pacers?
Oh, Miles Turner.
Miles Turner.
He's
okay.
Solid.
Okay,
but,
but how many times have I have to hear about, they kept these picks. They could have had Miles Turner. Yeah, the Warriors are a Miles Turner away from being in the sixth seed.
So,
like, what? See, this is where I'm like, what world are we living in?
No, I don't know what world we're living in.
I coach a lot of eighth graders, and I go, you're not that good. I say it to them. I go, because you know what? Next year in high school, you're going
to
get cut. Would you rather me be? No, I'm not joking.
Come to the CYO, you're not that good.
No, because they
way
hate
to build
hear
up the kids,
Shasky. They don't think they're him. No, this is the problem.
Sounds like Draymond Green to these young guys.
No, time out. I want to keep it real here.
Damn, you're not going to put your arm around him and say, hey, man, we're going to get better next year.
I tell the worst player on the team that. I tell the kid who thinks
kidding,
he's the
Shasky.
Best.
It's a joke.
Who's mediocre. And I'm like, look, young man, like, if you want to get better, you have to put in more time. Do you want me to lie to you? You want me to lie to you? You want me to be real? You're not that good. I go, you need to work on X, Y, and Z. And I'm telling you, they don't love hearing that because all they hear in their whole life is, you're amazing. You're awesome. No, like, be realistic with them. Life is hard. You're probably not going to date the prom queen. You're probably going to get fired. You're probably not going to get the raise. You know what? Life builds toughness, and tough people survive, not a bunch of liars. If you lie to yourself, you're going to be living in your mom's basement for the rest of your life.
Is that Shasky's TED Talk?
No, I appreciate it, Jaskel, seriously, though, like it takes it's tough to be that real, especially kids that age. So we're joking, but you're right in what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's the way you say it, and you put your arm around and you get eye to eye level, and you talk like, "Hey, look, man, I love you, but like, if you act like this at the next level, you're gonna get cut.
You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy.
I would hate to have you in my life when I was a kid. You're gonna just kill my confidence. I thought I had a chance at the prom queen.
I don't think he's saying it like that, Bonte.
The modern eighth grader is so delusional from video games and TikTok and God knows what else, Snapchat. They think they're the I'm Himothy. I'm this.
I have a lot of nephews and nieces, man, who are kids.
I understand
the psyche of an eighth grader and a seventh grader.
Tim Jordan's nodding his head. He agrees with me.
I understand the psyche of kids, Jasky. I've been around kids.
It bothers me.
I'm around kids as well. Let's go to Mark and Piedmont, man. Mark and Piedmont, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
Mark, what's up?
Well, that call's not that good.
Uncle Gene in Oakland. Uncle Gene, what's up?
Morning, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. I hope you guys are. Hey, listen, I'm with you guys. I'm in total rebuild mode. Let's face facts. Even if they manage to bring Kevin Durant back, of course, they'd probably have to give up Kuminga and other assets. And, you know, that makes us marginally better. Maybe we go from 10th to 7th, you know, but what's the point? You're going to mortgage the future to move up a few places in the standing. So, no, it's over. Everybody should face facts. And, let's play the kids. Maybe we take Schroeder and Hield and slow-mo and package them, give them to some team or teams that just need to fine-tune around the margins to move up and have a chance. Maybe we get draft picks. If we slip down and we wind up getting a higher draft pick in the process, that's all for the better. So now, and I want to see more Gui. I want to see more of Post, and Moody maybe should have more of a chance to establish himself. Yeah, let's go youth. Keep Wiggins. Everyone else, and of course Curry. Everyone else except the youth. Fair game.
You know,
let's throw Gui Sanchez in there.
Do me a
Michelle
favor.
Michelle said yesterday, we were watching the game, and she's like, who's that guy? He reminds me of the Sideshow Bob guy from a couple years back. I go, they're completely different from different areas. You know, but she was like, I like him. He's energetic.
Let's do something, Warrior fans, before the season's over.
It's Gui.
It's Gui Santos, and it's Dennis Schroeder. Not Schroeder.
What is the when you're doing like karate? Is it called a gi?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, the outfit that you wear.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
it's also clarified butter is also gi.
Oh, I didn't know
that's what they cook with a lot of Indian cooking. They use gi in Middle Eastern. Yeah. Clarified. It's like this hyper you sift butter and it's like the super concentrated version of it. It's called gi.
Gi Santos, Dennis Schroeder.
So when the
Dennis
shot goes Schroeder. Down. He's smooth like butter. He's ghee. There
you go. Let's go to. Oh, this is going to set it off.
Okay.
This is going to set
it
off.
Can you under deliver? Under promise and over deliver here?
I think this is going to set it off.
All right, let's go.
Michael, Walnut Creek.
Michael and Walnut Creek. What's up, man? How's the creek?
First time caller,
Long
Michael.
Time. Yeah, long-time listener. You guys do a great job in the morning. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
First time, long time.
And the reason why I was calling was just from listening to everybody, and everybody's frustrated. I'm frustrated. Yesterday was the first time I turned the TV off in about 20 years watching the Warriors because I just couldn't handle it. But reality has set in, and there's only one asset that we have where we will get people back. And I hate to say this, but he's a great. He's done a lot for us. He's brought people in the seats. He's made Lakeham rich. So I think it's time for the owner to come out and really state to the fans what direction we're going to be going. He owes it to them. But as last week, I think one of the guys were saying, Lakeham needs to make a decision. Does he want to win now, or is he going to want to put people in the seats? In order to keep the franchise going, he wants to put people in the seats. He's going to have to keep Curry. If he wants to win now and he wants to build the team, he's going to have to trade Curry. I hate to do that, But look, all great players have moved on. Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and I think it's reached time. We owe it to Steph to give him another ring. He needs to go to another team and get a ring there. And I think deep down, if they go to Curry and they say, look, you care about the franchise, which I know you do, we're at the point we have nobody to trade. And I keep hearing, oh, we're going to get this guy and get that guy. Nobody wants to come to the Warriors. And I'm sure they've reached out for other players and said, hey, we'll give you this player for this player. But at the end of the day, Curry is the number one asset. And I can assure you, people have called the Warriors and said, hey, what's it going to take to get Curry over here? The last time I checked, the coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers came from where? And let me tell you, he could use a guy like Curry to beat Boston and all in Oklahoma City. And I'm sure that's what it takes. Unfortunately, you'd be surprised what kind of assets we will get back. And that female caller a few minutes ago, she said it. You know, she doesn't want to get rid of him either, but not the same player anymore. And I think we owe it to him. Because I know he wants another ring, but he knows deep down he's not going to get it here. And when I listened to Steve Kerr last week talk about Draymond and Steph, and they got together, that's not a business decision. That's just more of, let's ride it out. I don't think the fans want that, meaning they want to win now. That's not even a conversation that has merit to it. And that's just my feeling. But keep up the good work. I know it's frustrating on your part. And I love Shasky. Man, the guy is passionate, and that's what keeps listening to this radio.
Thank you.
Vontae, you got nice shoes when you're on the NBC doing the pregame show.
That's it? Just nice shoes?
Cool shoes, man.
Just nice shoes?
You got some really
anything else?
You got some nice leather ones, man. You do a good job, though, man, and I'm proud of you. Just, you know, you really make it happen, man. So keep up the good work. You guys are great. But remember, hey, Purdy.
Hey, you know, it's interesting because like I've thought about this long and hard. Like it's the unthinkable. Nobody, but like I'm a big believer in like I think about all the options, whether they're the most impossible ones to conceive or not. In this hypothetical, which no one wants to even allow into their brain, but in this hypothetical where you trade Curry, the problem with trading Curry to one of these quote unquote contenders is that those picks you're getting back are in the 20s.
Yeah.
If not into the 30s, right? And like, that's not what you need. You need lottery picks, right? So it sounds like I get what people say. You get a huge haul. All right, I get. Even if I said to you, hey, you get the next, let's just use the Boston Celtics. You get Boston's next 10 first round picks for Steph Curry. Well, okay, like, where's Boston picking in the next 10 years? Probably 24 through 30?
Yeah, not going to be high picks.
Right? So what does that really do for you?
Not much.
You know, like we've been stuck in that zone for the last decade, and it's hard to draft there. Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole are the two best players you picked in that era from that particular draft range.
No, so Draymond Green was a second-round pick, for crying out loud.
Yeah, right.
Like, right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and I know
CJD's a second-round pick.
The Paul George thing, when they traded him to the Clippers, both those guys got hurt, right? Yep. And then they used their own picks because of how stinky they were on top of the Clipper picks, on top of trading all these other pieces and stuff. I believe they traded CP3 and Russ and, you know, they did all this stuff. Like, you got to accumulate lots of picks. It can't just be in one of those. And you have to completely bottom out. I think if you keep Curry, you could still bottom out and get your own picks in the top three.
You're fine. I haven't got here to trading Stephen Curry. I know Stephen Curry doesn't want to be traded. He wants to ride this thing out, but he also mentioned before the season, how relevant are we? How relevant are we?
What if he comes to the, if Steph Curry comes to the podium one day and he's like, look, I love Warrior fans. You guys know I love it. I've only got a couple more years left. My kids want to see me play in the finals one more time. You know, they're all getting a little older, and I've only got a couple. I'll always be a Warrior. I'll come back around. You guys know that. I might even finish my career here.
If he did it, I wouldn't mind. I mean, that's what happens. We've seen this in this league multiple times. We're stars who get older, and they want to move around, and they want another shot in the ring, they move around. They get traded.
Yeah,
it's happened in the league.
But what's made Curry so exclusive to those other guys is that he doesn't do the scorched earth policy where he, let me take all the resources of the organization for the future, and then we'll do everything we can to win now, and then the minute there's no more assets and we can't win anymore, I'm out. Like, that's what's made him unique. He's Dirk. He's Kobe.
He's Tim Duncan.
One team, which makes it harder.
Tim Duncan. Yeah, I haven't entertained trading Stephen Curry. I think you go other avenues around that.
Of course.
But that's a conversation. Because here's the thing that, and I love the call from Michael Waldo Creek. That was a hell of a call for his first time.
It really was.
Wow, that was a great call.
Did you agree with him? Just pay Purdy no matter whatever he wants?
Yeah, I'm with him on that.
Just $500 million.
Yeah, give Purdy whatever he wants. I mean, you watched Jared Goff over the weekend?
That's the cautionary tale. You want some of
these quarterbacks in these playoffs?
They're not very good.
I feel good with Brock Purdy. I feel even better with Brock Purdy. That's where I'm at today with the 49ers. Brock Purdy, yeah, that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback, man.
$60 million. Let's do it.
But... Think about it. Let's do it.
Ain't my money.
Listen.
Might be suggestible.
And it's going to be a team-friendly deal, so everybody's going to freak out.
You don't even
the
know
details,
that.
Details. Wait till the details come out. You guys are all going to be like, wow, what a deal.
$72 million cap hit in 2026. We're going to bring that up.
That's Jared Goff. I like Brock Purdy a lot more than I ever like Jared Goff. Shout out Marin County.
He was Goffle over the weekend.
He was Jared awesome Goffle. During the regular season.
It's great. A five.
Awesome.
I mean, Lamar had turnovers, wasn't as bad as Goff. Lamar had a spectacular season and had a bad end of the year, you know?
So, as I was going to say, the call Mike made about trading Stephen Curry, if you really want to do that, well, now you got to look at the ownership group and say, are you willing to lose money now? Because Steph Curry is still a draw. He's still a big-time draw.
Can I ask you, are they drawing currently? Like, in terms of the way it was maybe a couple years ago to where it is now, what's the... Because you're there every night.
They're selling out now, but their fans, the energy in the building has lacked. When you have a mediocre team, the energy in the building is not great. And so, if you don't have Curry, who's a big draw, who kids love, there's sturdy jerseys everywhere.
If you
don't have Curry,
what
happens to your ticket prices? They get slashed in half. What happens to your sellout streak? Probably ends. What happens to people watching on the regional networks? The ratings dip.
Of course.
What happens to national televised games on TNT,
ESPN? Those are few and far between.
Opening night games, MLK Day, Christmas Day games.
I mean, just remember what the Warriors were like before Steph became Steph.
They had not played a Sunday NBC game, I felt like, when NBC had to. I don't ever remember the Warriors.
They played an NBA on NBC game when they're in the playoffs against the Phoenix Suns.
That was 1994.
Exactly. Exactly.
What?
So when you trade Steph, it's not just trading a basketball player on the floor. Your business may suffer.
You're trading your relevancy away.
You're trading a lot away. I mean, oh my gosh. Well,
that's the unthinkable. To me, that's the, I only cross that bridge if he comes to me and says, I have to go.
Right. That's it.
And at that point, to me, because of the relationship and because of what he means to the organization and all that stuff, like, you do what you have to do. But that's the unthinkable. See, to me, I would just plead to him. I'd literally like, okay, Steph, look, we are just so screwed here. But like, I know these next year or two, you're gonna go out like Kobe if we don't, you know, find a way to draft some guys. Like, it's the only thing I can think of. Like, we've got to do this the right way. You know, this is how you came up on the come up. Like, you were drafted and developed.
You have to ask yourself too, if you're Steph Curry, and this organization, you keep Steph, right? You start trading off parts. Can you start to develop a great tandem? Can you become a great duo playing alongside Jonathan Kuminga? Because this is the big elephant in the room.